has been a Canadian Christmas tradition for over 300 years.
It's Christmas time at Key 590, and it's always been a time for giving, trying to make things just a little better for someone else. I'm Terry Williams, Program Director of Key 590, and this year, we need you to give more than ever, and for two very good reasons. As always, we'd like you to support the Key 590 Christmas Tree Fund, our annual drive to raise money for the Salvation Army. We also need your help with a project called Save Stop 86. Merard Eagleton asked Key 590 to help this group that shelters young women. And now, we're asking you to support our 24-hour radiothon next week. This year, we need your help twice as much. Merry Christmas, and thank you from Key 590.
Toronto's classic hits, unlock your memories. Key 590.
Listen to Key 590 for Dick Bartley's Rock and Roll Oldie Show. Hosted by Dick Bartley, it's Saturday from 7 to midnight here on Key 590.
Here I am again, mama.
It's 8 o'clock, and now with Key 590 News, here's Tom Otto.
Thanks, Mike, and good morning. We've got a relatively mild day coming up. Should be mostly cloudy, wet snow mixed with scattered showers as we get up to a high of 4. At Harborfront, it is 0 Celsius. In traffic, eastbound 401, busy through Mississauga Road. Lynn has the latest after the news. In sports, the Pittsburgh Penguins clean house. Police have one man in custody after a shootout in a North Etobicoke plant yesterday afternoon, while two women have been left in hospital nursing gunshot wounds. Started at 2 yesterday when a man walked into the TrimFit Haynes plant on Rexdale near Martin Grove. He opened fire with a handgun, hitting two women while a third escaped unharmed. 25-year-old Carol Brown is in critical condition at TGH. 27-year-old Neelam Singh was listed in serious condition at Sunnybrook. The guy took off after the shooting, and police thought they had tracked him to an apartment in a Kipling West Humber area. They surrounded the place, waited 3 hours before pumping in some tear gas. Turns out it was empty. A suspect was later arrested without incident at an apartment on Kiel. 24-year-old Roy Ergis, a TrimFit employee, is charged with 3 counts of attempted murder. Metro cops are not feeling tops these days. Seems the force is dealing with a serious morale problem right now, directly related to the Sophia Cook shooting episode. Police Association President Art Limer got together with officers from all the divisions last night for a gripe session. He says morale has taken a nosedive. They're upset about all the claims of racism in the shooting, and they're not happy about that charge of careless use of a firearm laid this week against Constable Cameron Durham. While accepting their complaints, Limer says he had to dump on their idea of job action as a means of expressing their feelings.
There were some suggestions from a couple of members at that meeting that we go into work to rule, and I have told them that work to rule is not the way to go, that we are out there to serve and protect the public.
He adds he is worried all the charges of racism may result in police not carrying out their duties to the fullest and could further harm relations between police and the black community. A senior Metro police officer has filed a complaint against the lawyer representing Cook. Staff Inspector Bob Crampton has asked the Law Society of Upper Canada to look into the actions of Clayton Ruby. Crampton accuses Ruby of acting unprofessionally during the investigation of the shooting. He says Ruby's behavior amounts to professional misconduct. Those 52 Canadians trapped in Manila since a coup attempt started 6 days ago are finally out of the war zone. The rebel forces and government troops agreed to a temporary ceasefire so thousands of foreigners could clear out. Shortly afterwards, President Aquino declared a state of emergency for her country. At least 200 rebel soldiers are still trying to overthrow the government. It is not clear what additional powers the declaration will give Aquino. Military and rebel leaders are still apparently talking, trying to work out a peace plan. The dollar continues on a roll. For a while yesterday, it was trading above the 86-cent U.S. mark before closing at 85.96 American pennies, its highest close in nearly a decade. General Motors Canada is blaming the slump in North America car sales for layoffs of thousands of workers in Ontario and Quebec. More than 17,000 employees will be affected by the temporary one-week layoffs. Most of them start next month. Plants in Oshawa, Scarborough, St. Catharines, Windsor, and St. Thérèse, Quebec are on the hit list. The company also says 369 of the St. Catharines workers will be laid off indefinitely in the middle of next month. Metro Council today will be asked to go after businesses that defy the province's Sunday shopping laws. Metro Chairman Alan Tong says shops that deliberately defy the law must be shut down. Councillor Howard Mosco says he has a list of 25 firms in Metro that are blatantly violating the law. If Council gives the okay, Metro would try to get court injunctions that would put business operators in contempt of court if they disobey the Retail Business Holidays Act. No change of plea for two Toronto men in that $4.6 million bank scam at a Don Mills Canada Trust branch last year. The Ontario Supreme Court has ruled Art Bertram and Ken Wood cannot back out of their guilty pleas. The court ruled the former Canada Trust employees failed to prove that the judge who accepted their guilty pleas would have been biased in sentencing them. They now have to go back before a provincial court judge December 21st for sentencing. Metro's drug warlord is finding himself handcuffed by the red tape syndrome. As Key590's Paul Bliss tells us, a Toronto councillor says lawyers for Metro have denied Morris Manning access to police files needed to shut down a known hangout for drug dealers, and the situation has Councillor Rob Maxwell fuming.
Toronto pays Morris Manning $250,000 a year to combat the drug problem. He was preparing a case against the Calabria restaurant. Located on Bloor near Christie, the eatery has long been the subject of complaints by both residents and police. Toronto is trying to shut the place down to prevent it from being used as a haven for drug dealers, but for some reason, lawyers for Metro say Manning can't see police files imperative to his case. Maxwell calls the situation frustrating and says it's a perfect example of how the system doesn't work.
Metro's Licensing Commission will hold a hearing this Friday to decide whether to revoke Calabria's operating license. 1 week later, his liquor license will be on the chopping block. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Key 590 News tip line awaits your call. We pay $100 for the best news tip each month. Key 590 News time, 8:05. Now here's Lynn with the latest traffic information.
Still a little slow eastbound on the 401 this morning over to east of Mississauga Road. There was an accident there. The East 401 is busy again through the airport to about Islington. Southbound on the 400, a bit of debris in the left lane just south of Finch. Be careful through there. An earlier accident westbound on the 401 west of Thixton Road in Whitby. That is heavy. The westbound 401 is busy through Pickering to west of Meadowvale. The collectors are heavy through Kennedy. It slows again through the parkway over to Bayview. Look for delays on the south 404 parkway down to John Street and again over top of the 401 to around Don Mills. Queenie Gardner pretty normal now. It's heavy Aaron Mills to Cawthra and again through the Humber. We had a report of an accident. It is slowing things down northbound on Bathurst through College. Key comment is next.
Your local bottler of Diet Coke proudly presents your chance to win the hottest movie video of 1989. Batman. And it's as easy as filling out a contest ballot at any participating store. Thanks to the great taste of Diet Coke. Diet Coke is suitable for carbohydrate and calorie-reduced diets. For those of you who don't win, you can buy the Batman video starting November 15th.
Just for the taste of it, Diet Coke.
Now from the Key Editorial Board, here's Toronto Sun columnist Christy Blatchford.
Just a couple of days ago, I learned that the wife of a man I work with had been offered 4 tickets to see the Rolling Stones concert at Skydome. If that wasn't bad enough, I learned she turned them down. My colleague delivered this news in the same calm, measured tones with which most folks discuss bowling on TV. "She doesn't like the Rolling Stones," he said. Well, I went insane. I'd been begging and whining everywhere I knew to get my hands on a pair of tickets. I would have barked at hubcaps for those tickets. I was enraged. "How old is your wife?" I asked my colleague. 35, he said. "How can she not like the Stones?" I asked. Actually, I didn't ask it so much as I screamed it in his face. He flushed and smiled. "I don't like them either." "I don't understand it. I mean, the tickets notwithstanding, I don't understand it. I don't understand how someone who was between 30 and 40 could not like the Stones, or at least remember when they did like them. The Stones provided music for a lot of the benchmarks of that generation, my generation. First time you got drunk, you were probably listening to the Stones. First time you, well, you get the idea. Not liking the Stones, or at least your memory of them, is like not liking sports, or the way hockey players look when their hair is damp plastered to their heads under their helmets. It's like not remembering the Mustang when Ford first brought it out. It's like having grown up and missed Vietnam and Woodstock and demonstrations and blue jeans and long hair. I told the guy I work with he'd better tell his wife not to call the office for a week or two until I calm down. If she phones and I answer it, I swear I'm going to hang up. I mean, I don't want to know someone like that at all. I'm Christy Blatchford.
The key comments reflect the personal views of the commentators. When controversial issues are discussed, Key 590 offers equal time for rebuttal.
Your wife. What a warm, wonderful person.
You're embarrassing me.
This Christmas, show her how much you care.
For me?
Don't buy her anything.
What?
It's smarter to go to Granada. And for just $29.95 a month, get her a TV, VCR, stereo, or microwave by Sony, Techniques, Hitachi, or Electrohome. And later on, you can buy it outright.
I love it.
And you're covered with Granada cover service. So don't buy her anything. Get her something wonderful for just $29.95 a month at Granada.
Good morning. This is Chris Mayberry, Key 590 Sports. There's a new look to the Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh Penguins this morning. Gone is Coach Gene Ubriaco. Joining him on the sidelines is General Manager Tony Esposito, the man who refused to fire Ubriaco, his friend, when the pressure started to build. And the guys with the halos over their heads are the Pittsburgh players, who look so dreadful at times this season. They've been accused of playing like dogs to get their coach dismissed. The new man is former Ranger exec Craig Patrick, who will be the interim coach and the director of hockey operations. The Buffalo Sabres figured to gain an easy couple of points on Long Island last night, but the lowly Islanders stung the top-ranked Sabres 3-0. Mark Fitzpatrick picked up his second shutout in three games. St. Louis drew with Detroit 2-2. The Nordiques and Bruins fought to a 3-3 draw. Washington beat Philadelphia 4-3. NHL execs are becoming bored with the current NHL Soviet series that continues tonight with Kimmich in Edmonton. Oilers boss Glenn Sather says the mystique of such a set two is gone now that Soviet players are in the NHL. Detroit's general manager Jimmy Devolano calls it an unnecessary nuisance. The Leafs, by the way, play in Chicago tonight and in St. Louis tomorrow night. Ernie Witt might not be a Blue Jay much longer. The Jays have told him that his role here will be limited in 1990, so he would like to go somewhere where he can get in lots of playing time. In the past, the Tigers, Red Sox, and Braves have been interested in acquiring him. The Tigers have signed free agent infielder Tony Phillips to a three-year contract. He batted .262 with Oakland this past season. That sports. Key weather is next.
The magic begins with the gifts you choose. You can't go wrong when you choose a Toshiba VCR from Eaton's this Christmas. The Toshiba two-head VCR with on-screen programming is priced at $429.98. It's a gift you can count on from Eaton's, because we are where Christmas dreams begin. We are Canada's department store.
At Donway Ford in Scarborough, we've made our fair share of mistakes in 25 years, and we know it. The thing we've really tried to do is look after our customers, and that's probably why we have so many referrals. We're a large volume Ford dealer, so we're priced competitive too. Incidentally, we have service till midnight, Monday to Friday. If you'd like to know a little bit more about us, ask for Brian Pickering. He'll be glad to talk to you. We're Donway Ford, on Eglinton near Warden in Scarborough.
Now from the Key Weather Center, here is meteorologist Russ Murley.
All right, Tom, my advice to everybody is to enjoy the mild temperatures we have today, because they are not going to last long. A brief warm-up today, so we make it up to a high of +4. Unfortunately, not a lot of sunshine to help the process along here. A lot of cloud around the area today. We do have some scattered showers, or showers mixing with some wet snowflakes. Clearing skies tonight, a few passing flurries, lows near -8. Tomorrow it's partly sunny, breezy, back into the icebox. We only make a high of -6, and it'll be a struggle as well. Tomorrow night, clear and downright cold. We're headed for a low tomorrow night near -14, certainly cooler outside of Metro. And then Friday, a partly sunny day with a highest temperature right around -5. In the Key Weather Center, that's the way it looks from here.
At Harbor Front, it's 0 Celsius, that's 32 Fahrenheit. For Key 590 News, I'm Tom Otto.
Thanks, Tom. Good morning, Toronto. It's 8:12. This is Mike Cooper. Key 590 Radiothon is December 11th at Nathan Phillips Square to help save Stop 86. Make checks payable to the YWCA or Stop 86.
Classic hits.
Thank you.
Key 590.
Stop 86 is a shelter for young women. Serves women from the ages of 16 to 25 years of age. Only youth shelter in Metro for women only. Holds about 25 beds, operates 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year, and they're at risk of going under. We'd like to change that on December 11th, live at Nathan Phillips Square with our 24-hour radiothon. Key 590, here's Los Bravos. Toronto with Los Bravos and Black is Black. It's 8:15, 15 after 8 o'clock. Good morning, Toronto. Mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers mixed with wet snowflakes today. High near 4. For tonight, clearing colder, chance of a brief flurry. Low near -8. With an update in traffic, here's the latest from Lynn Thomas.
Pretty normal on that Queenie Gardner coming downtown. Busy over to Cawthra and through the Humber into the downtown area. Look for a delay eastbound on the 401 through Mississauga Road. Much earlier problems there. You may still find it slower than it should be. Busy again, East 401 through the airport to Islington. Watch out, a bit of some debris in the left lane. Southbound on the 400, just south of Finch. Be careful through there. Much earlier problems, West 401, west of Thixon Road. The West 401 heavy to Whites, and again to west of Meadowvale. The collector's slow through Kennedy, and then it's slow. Westbound on the 401 through the Parkway to around Bayview. South 404 Parkway busiest down to John Street, and again over top of the 401 down to Don Mills. A couple of earlier accidents northbound Bathurst to College and on Coxwell north of Danforth.
It's 8:16. Lynn, I was surprised to learn that you had a Barbie doll.
Of course
you don't
I
look
did.
Like the doll
well,
type
I've,
for some reason.
I didn't
know.
Look like this when I was like 10.
Oh, that's not... That's not what you said the other day. It's funny how the story changes. Isn't that interesting? You get her live.
Every girl had a Barbie doll.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's 30 years old.
I know, it's scary.
But she was 17 at the time, you know, so she's...
She looks pretty good.
She looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Looking pretty good. Our top five list this morning of new accessories you can buy for Barbie, who is 30-plus years old as of this week. Number five, Barbie's own little blue box to be used to recycle all her old accessories of the past 30 years that are environmentally friendly. Number four, Barbie's own American Express Platinum card as Barbie becomes financially secure in the 90s and doesn't have to leave the playhouse without it. Number three, Barbie accessory, the Barbie Daycare Center, a place for Barbie's two kids from a previous marriage to go when she heads out every morning to run Mattel. She's done real well for herself. Number two, Barbie accessory of the 90s, you can buy her new live-in boyfriend, Raul, who cleans, eats quiche, and acts real sensitive. Number 2B, another Barbie accessory, pre-assembled plaque cards mounted on wooden pickets to be used when Barbie wants to protest environmental issues. And the number one accessory you can buy for Barbie of the 90s, realistic court papers to be served to Ken for ugly palimony suit pending. Top 5 list this morning.
People's Jewelers makes gift-giving even easier during Don't Pay a Dime Christmas time.
We're in the money. We're in the money.
Incredible values at People's. And don't pay a dime till March 1990.
We're in the money. The skies are sunny.
Diamonds, gold, pearls. People's offers spectacular Christmas gift ideas at exceptional values. Choose beautiful cultured pearls for only $499. And you don't pay a dime till March 1990.
We're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Come on, my honey. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
Christmas presents for everyone you love from Canada's leading jeweler. Just put your gifts on your People's credit card now and pay no interest, no monthly payments until March 1990. Details in store.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
Don't pay a dime Christmas time at my jeweler, People's.
Extra special for your family.
Taking pictures at Christmas is great fun, so Argus Camera Kits make a super gift. And at Towers, Argus Camera Kits come with two batteries, a roll of Kodak color print film, a protective carrying pouch, and a coupon for five free rolls of film. Just $19.99 to $84.99. Towers, for a picture-perfect gift.
Extra special for your family, Towers.
13 Toronto area locations, including 370 Main Street North in Brampton.
This season, Tip Top Tailors has taken their entire selection of menswear, wrapped it up with very special value, and tagged it the Christmas Sale. You'll save up to $145 on pure wool suits that start from just $169.99. Plus, you'll save $60 on classic blazers and $25 on wool flannel pants. The Christmas Sale also includes dress shirts, ties, sweaters, outerwear, and more. This season, look to the leader. Look to Tip Top. We've been a part of Christmas in Canada for over 80 years.
8722 Key for do-it-yourself traffic if you're on the cruise this morning. We could use your help. 8722 Key. If you have a car phone, give us a buzz and rate the traffic 1 to 10. 8722 Key. This is Michael S. Cooper.
I don't believe it.
Well, it's through.
How have you been? It's been a long time.
Key 590 Toronto, 822 after 8 o'clock. This is Mike Cooper. It's time for do-it-yourself traffic as we look at the highways and the byways of our lives. People coming into the city, just your average Joe. Well, in this case, your average John in traffic. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Uncle Mike. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm virtually without flaw, but...
But?
I'm even better than that.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, come to think of it.
I find myself this morning in the sleepy hollow of Brampton on Highway 7 and Torbram Road, where all four cars are bumper to bumper this morning.
All four cars?
All four Brampton cars.
What's the problem? Is there anybody parked ahead? It's probably a cop off to the side.
Yeah, probably. They're doing probably doing the ride inspection.
Yeah.
Speaking of staying up all night, the marathon next week, the radiothon you're doing next week.
Oh, yes. 24 hours. Yes, nice of you to mention. Thank you, Stop 86, yes.
I was curious as to whether you were doing anything to get in shape to stay up 24 hours.
Yes, it's funny you should say, John. I stayed up.
Talk about it on the radio.
I stayed up last night all the way up to 10 o'clock.
Well, that ought to do it.
I'm a few hours short of full load, I know, but we're going to give it a... I'm going to have Lynn with me, so, I mean, she'll be keeping me awake, along with Mabo.
Well, that'll do
and
it.
Some help from our friends. And if you can help out, please. It's a wonderful idea. Nathan Phillips Square for 24 hours. It's December 11th, starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Good luck to you, sir.
Well, thanks for mentioning, John. I appreciate that.
All right.
All right, bud.
Bye.
Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, good morning, Jerry. He's 427.
Okay, it's moving right along until you get to the 409.
To 409, so you're 427 and what?
I just got on the 401 West.
401 West, 10-4.
427 is great, and right after the 409.
Yeah. And where are you heading, Jerry? Any special place?
Out to Mississauga Road.
Yay! My old hometown. Yeah. Well, listen, you have a good one and a safe one, but so far the traffic's not bad where you are right now.
I'm moving right along good.
Well, I sure do appreciate the call, Jerry. Call anytime.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bud, have a good day.
You too.
That was Jerry. This is Mike Cooper. It's 8:24. That was do-it-yourself traffic.
Step to the rear.
Well, have we got a big day ahead of us.
We do?
You bet. The boss says he wants me out of the office all day.
No kidding.
Yeah. Got to see Wilson in Willowdale, Murphy in Markham, Singh in Scarborough, Eaton in Etobicoke, and Eisen in Islington.
Ah,
yeah,
good.
The boss says sales is the name of the game.
And the boss said you should be taking a bus instead of, say, renting a car.
Say, you know my boss, too.
For those times when you really need a car, call Toronto's other transit company, Budget Rent-A-Car. Budget has more fine Nissan cars than anybody and over 40 convenient locations. We'll have a clean, dependable Sentra or Stanza ready and waiting for you. And at Budget, rent on a Friday and you get the first day free of a 3-day weekend.
So, did you hear the one about the traveling salesman, the Prime Minister, and the Gucci loafers?
Call Budget Rent-A-Car, Toronto's other transit company that gets you everywhere you want to go.
I want to send my brother and his family something for Christmas. Well, I'm pretty particular when it comes to flowers. Christmas greens and a candle in a brass bowl. Well, as long as it's FTD.
When you call your FTD florist and send the season's greetings bouquet, you send a Christmas feeling that never ends.
On the card, put to the Olsons from Merlin and Susan with love.
Warning.
Only 4 days left to save up to 60% on the entire selection of Allen Cherry Furs. This is the real fur sale you've been waiting for. If you wait, you will miss out.
Warning.
Allen Cherry's entire fur selection is up to 60% off the regular ticketed prices. Mink coats from $27.50. Natural female mink coats from $39.95. Raccoon coats from $14.95. And lynx coats from $59.95. Don't miss this sale. There's only 4 days left. Sale ends Saturday at 6 at Allen Cherry.
Toronto's classic hits. Unlock your memories.
Move them out. Yo.
Key 590.
It's 8:27. Mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, wet snowflakes, high near 4 today. Right now we're on the plus side. It's plus 1 at 8:27 with Smokey. Smokey Bill Robinson and the Miracles on the Key.
I don't like you, but I
It's 8:30, and now with Key 590 News, here's Elaine McDonald.
Good morning. A mild but messy day ahead of us. The high is going to be about plus 4, but we can expect showers with some wet snow mixed in. At Harborfront, it's 0. You will find some problems on the eastbound 401 east of Islington. Lynn Thomas will have the latest traffic information following the news. In sports, Pittsburgh does some house cleaning. Thousands of workers with 5 GM plants are getting some bad news. The car maker is planning some layoffs. Most will be temporary. But nearly 400 workers in St. Catharines are going to be let go in indefinitely as of the 15th of January. The shutdowns will actually start next week in St. Kitts with a week unpaid holiday for 700 workers. The following week, it's the plant in Windsor that will be left silent. 2,500 employees there going to be hit. Oshawa's two plants and the Scarborough van operation will be closed for a week starting the 2nd of January. More than 11,000 workers will be off involved in those three operations. GM says the softening of the U.S. economy is partially to blame. The other factor is the cost of borrowing money on this side of the border. Canadians don't like the high interest rates, so cars are not selling. Experts can't seem to agree on the state of Canada's economy. Top reps for the Bank of Montreal and the TD say a recession is likely. But the brokerage firm of Scotia McLeod says the economy is strong enough to avert a recession. A 24-year-old Toronto man is facing three counts of attempted murder in connection with yesterday's shooting in Rexdale. The long drama started in the afternoon when a man opened fire in the Trim Fit Haynes plant in Rexdale. He wounded two women. A third escaped injury by hiding. Police thought their suspect was in an apartment building in the Kipling-Humber Boulevard area. They waited a while, then fired tear gas into the Jansuzi Road building, but the apartment was empty. The suspect was traced to an address on Kiel, where he was arrested with no trouble. Charged is 24-year-old Roy Anthony Ergus. Morale in the Metro Police Force has suffered another blow. The head of the police association says officers are having a pretty tough time dealing with the charge that has been laid in connection with the shooting of Sophia Cook. Shop stewards are going to be meeting again on Sunday to talk about the case. Constable Cameron Durham appears in court tomorrow to face a charge of careless use of a firearm. One senior Metro Police officer has filed a complaint against Sophia Cook's lawyer. Staff Inspector Bob Crampton wants the Law Society of Upper Canada to look into what he feels was unprofessional conduct by Clayton Ruby during the course of the investigation into the Cook shooting. She'll be a packed house at the Durham Region Council meeting today. Hundreds of residents of Pickering are going to be on hand to oppose the deal that would see Metro's trash being dumped in the hamlet of Whitevale. Durham and Metro have worked out a deal that would see Durham get the trash and lots of money over the next 6 years. People who live in Scarborough are going to be asked if they will go for a once-a-week collection of their garbage. The city figures the current twice-a-week pickups aren't necessary as people are getting into the recycling habit. And once-a-week pickup could save Scarborough more than $1 million a year. Today, Metro Council is going to be asked to go for court injunctions against stores that refuse to obey the Sunday shopping laws. The region's planning public hearings on the issues in the new year. Councillor Howard Moscow is going to head that task force, and he says the current law must be obeyed.
We don't see anything evil about shopping on Sunday. I must confess I once purchased a can of soup on Sunday. I don't think that's the issue here. The issue here is that we have a law, and we expect people to obey it. And if people persistently break the law, then we have to take some action.
Any final vote on that issue likely won't happen until next June. Metro is being accused of interfering with Toronto's efforts to smash the drug problem. Metro lawyers have denied Toronto's drug troubleshooter access to files on a restaurant that is suspected of harboring drug dealers. Key 590's Paul Bliss says the move has infuriated some councillors and neighbors to that restaurant.
People who live near the Calabria restaurant at Bloor and Christie have been complaining for a long time, and so have police. Now the city is trying to shut the place down. This Friday, Metro's Licensing Commission will conduct a hearing on whether to revoke the restaurant's operating license. Next week, a similar hearing will decide the fate of Calabria's liquor license. Ward 11 Councillor Rob Maxwell says being denied access to the case files is a perfect example of how the system doesn't work. He says it's frustrating to hire a special lawyer to help with the drug crisis, simply to have him handcuffed by another level of government.
Lawyer Morris Manning is being paid $250,000 a year to lead Toronto's fight against drugs. Philippine President Corazon Aquino has declared a state of national emergency in her country. That is to try and control the military uprising that's been going on for nearly a week now. Rebel and government troops continue to talk, trying to work out a lasting truce. Some good news, the 52 Canadians trapped in hotels in the combat zone in Manila have been moved to safety. The rebels called a truce long enough to allow all foreigners to get out of the region. And another first in Czechoslovakia. Today, the Communist Party chief held talks with the leader of the opposition. They'll be talking again on bringing more non-communists into the government. Key 590 News Time is 8:35. Now here's Lynn Thomas with the latest traffic information.
We've had a report of an accident. It is eastbound on the 401 in the collectors east of Islington, so that will be adding to the delay in that area of the city. The East Queenie Gardner, pretty normal. It is slow. Aaron Mills over to Cawthra. It's busy again through the Humber into the downtown area. That's pretty normal. You may still find it slower than it should be westbound on the 401 over to west of Jeff Thixon Road. Earlier problems there. The West 401 is heavy again through Pickering, over to White's, and again through to west of Meadowvale. The collector's slow through Kennedy, then it's busy through the Parkway over to Bayview. South 404 Parkway is still quite busy over top of the 401 right down to Don Mills. A couple of earlier accidents on Coxwell north of the Danforth and eastbound on Eglinton at Leslie. Chris is next with Key Sports.
We're here with Wheels Wilson, winner of the indoor Tour de Fitness Exercycle Race. Champ, how did you do it?
With my new Sears Exercycle.
Looks like state-of-the-art technology.
Talk about more quality than meets the eye. The computerized digital readout gave me speed, distance, and time all at a glance.
Expensive wheels?
Just one wheel, Skip. Uh-huh. And no, it was only $199.99 at Sears. That's $100 off.
How much?
$100 off at $199.99.
Wheel in today to your Sears retail store, where you get your money's worth and more.
Shakespeare wrote that a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. But what Willie didn't know was that when you put a rose in a Rialto bud vase, the rose looks a whole lot sweeter. And you can get your very own silver-plated Rialto bud vase free at Shoppers Drug Mart with a minimum $30 purchase of cosmetics or fragrances. Now all I need is some Romeo to send me flowers.
Shoppers Drug Mart.
Good morning, this is Chris Mayberry, Key 590 Sports. Junior Briaco was finally fired as coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins, but not by his boss, general manager Tony Esposito. That's because Tony O was dismissed as well, as the Pens made a complete house cleaning. Former Rangers executive Craig Patrick has taken over. He will take care of the hockey operations and will also be the interim coach. Buffalo Sabres, with the best record in the NHL, made a trip to Long Island last night, and surprise, the 20th-ranked Islanders pulled off a 3-0 upset win. Mark Fitzpatrick recorded his second shutout in three games. St. Louis and Detroit played to a 2-2 tie. Quebec surprised Boston with a 3-3 draw. Washington beat Philadelphia 4-3. Glenn Sather says that with Soviets in the NHL, the mystique is gone now, and Detroit boss Jimmy Devolano says it's an unnecessary nuisance. The subject is this 21-game NHL-Soviet series that is going on right now. Kimmich plays in Edmonton tonight. The Blue Jays are trying to trade the last of the originals, Ernie Witt. Witt feels he has a couple more years remaining, but after Ricky Henderson ran wild against him in the playoffs, the Jays are a little shy about using him behind the plate, even though his hitting skills appear to be as good as they've ever been. Well, there's a slight drop-off in power there. Jays are talking with Detroit. The Tigers signed free agent Tony Phillips to a 3-year contract. He's the guy who was so upset at Cito Gaston as the playoffs drew to a close, and this should do wonders for the Jays-Tigers rivalry, as if it needed any help. That sports key weather is next.
Great if a shopping mall stayed open really late this holiday season and had a one-day-only sale, too. You could find everything under one roof and get all your shopping done in plenty of time. Well, there is one.
No, that's more like it.
It's Lawrence Square, and it's a Moonlight Madness special. On Friday, December the 8th, from 7 to 11 p.m., Lawrence Square will have hundreds of extra special Christmas savings and hundreds of terrific gift ideas. Santa will be there, too, along with a giant Christmas tree reaching more than 80 feet high, the Kitty Shopping Mall, and much more.
No, that's more like it.
Moonlight Madness, this Friday, December the 8th. Shop from 7 to 11 p.m. and take home all the specials you can carry. Only at Lawrence Square, Lawrence Avenue West at the Alamo.
Lawrence Square, now that's more like it.
From the Key Weather Center, here is meteorologist Russ Merley.
Good morning, Elaine. Mild temperatures with us only briefly today. One area of low pressure passes off to the north, and a secondary area of low pressure. Although both of these storms are very weak, they're enough to spread some clouds into the area. The secondary of low pressure developing in the Ohio River Valley off to our south. Both of those systems slide on to our east today, and that introduces some colder air, of course, from north of Great Lakes up in northern Manitoba. Yeah, it's all on the way. So we're up to a high of +4 today. A few scattered showers, maybe some snowflakes mixing in from time to time. Again, +4, it's going to be rather mild. Turning colder tonight, though, by daybreak tomorrow with clearing skies overnight, we're down to a low of -8. Tomorrow, we're back up only to -6, breezy, partly sunny, a lot colder for sure. Clear and cold tomorrow night. Temperatures are going to range as cold as -14, even downtown here. Suburbs certainly going to be a lot colder. -5 Friday with partly sunny skies, and it looks fairly dry right through the weekend. In the Key Weather Center, that's the way it looks from here.
At Harborfront, it's zero. That's 32 Fahrenheit. For Key 590 News, I'm Elaine McDonald.
Thanks, Elaine. Good morning, Toronto. It's 8:40. This is Mike Cooper on Key 590, home of the 24-hour radiothon for Stop 86. Getting underway Monday, December 11th for 24 hours at 2 o'clock from Nathan Phillips Square.
Classic hits.
Here's America.
Key 590.